On the Newsmaker line this morning is St. Mary's College political science professor, our WSBT political analyst, Sean Savage. Sean, good morning. This is quite the political theater, isn't it?
Right. So, obviously, in terms of, I would say, the more extreme dramatics, Wisconsin, I would say, still sort of outshines Indiana in this respect. But I think Indiana is catching up because one thing that I noticed very early on is that there seemed to be this contrast between Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin and Governor Mitch Daniels here in Indiana. Walker came across once again very dramatic, very firm that he wanted to not only reduce state spending and force the teachers and some of the other public employees to contribute more to their own retirement and health insurance, but he also wanted to, in some cases, for some unions, eliminate their collective bargaining rights. Here, Daniels originally tried to be come across as more conciliatory, saying, well, the Democrats have their freedom of speech, and even tells Republican leaders in the state legislature remove the right to work bill. And after that didn't work, though, it seems as if now Daniels has become tougher. He's talking about calling the state legislature into special session later if necessary.
It certainly took a more tough turn yesterday with the mood very much different from Governor Daniels. House Speaker Brian Bosma also kept a fairly tough line as well. But the Democrats don't seem like they're willing to fold. And what looked to be the one sticking point being out of the way now, the right to work issue, that's gone. But this very big sticking point of complete elimination of a lot of the education reforms, I don't really see how one side's going to give enough for the other side to be satisfied and this thing ends soon.
Exactly. I think it's going to be prolonged because I don't think it's entirely coincidence that it was just about 2 weeks ago that Daniels gave his rather well-received, at least among conservatives, speech to CPAC. There's been more and more buzz about him as a possible Republican presidential candidate. And once again, especially to a certain particular base that's active in the Republican Party in the primaries and caucuses, education form is very important, especially the voucher aspect, which also touches upon all kinds of religious issues when it comes to the First Amendment.
When we look at how this thing is going to play out over the next couple of days, what are the chances in your mind that this will come to a conclusion and the lawmakers will be back at work, or do you think this is going to be a prolonged deal?
I think it's going to be a prolonged deal. Obviously, we're not going to really know from one day to the next exactly what's going to happen. But more and more of these bills are backing up, and as I said, the governor has said if necessary, he's just going to call the legislature into special session. But if that happens, it'd be interesting to see if the governor this time around actually says, well, now I'm going to send out the state troopers to go looking for him.
Who comes out the winner or the loser? And I'm not talking about necessarily legislatively and the people in this. This is really more of a political question. Are Democratic jobs or Republican jobs on the line with this?
Well, I would say as far as public opinion goes, it seems as if when it comes to maybe some of the things that seem a little too extreme and perhaps even unreasonable, like the whole right to work bill, the public seem to be with the Democrats on that. But of course, now that's no longer on the table. And I think if time goes by and the Democrats just sit it out and they're not voting on a lot of important issues like the immigration enforcement bill that was just passed in the state Senate, I think then public opinion could begin to turn more and more against the Democrats.
All right, very good. Sean Savage, WSBT political analyst from St. Mary's College. As always, we appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's now 7:20 here at News Radio 960 WSBT.